Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf kuf chaf. We're holding kuf yud tes amid beis, the last three words on the final line, the ikka de masni lo amasnisen. What is this referring to? You'll recall that right before the wide lines yesterday on the amid beis, we had a machlokes between Reish Lakish and Reb Yoichanan legabe the halacha of a yad. And what was that machlokes? As you recall from the beginning of our perek that we've been talking about yad and shoimer, both a yad and a shoimer act to be a conductor of tumah, both lahachnis ulahoitzi. The only difference that we had between the yad and the shoimer was that yad is never mitztaref to the shear. So for instance, we've been giving the case of the poker, we have chicken on top and you have the bone down below. For purposes of Tumas Oichlin, you need a shear of a kibaya. What happens if the polka, the chicken on top of the bone, is only 3/4 of a kibaya? Can you go and be mitzvah of the bone, which is 1/4 of a kibaya? And the answer is no. You do not have the shear kibaya. It has to be a kashir of a baya of Oichlin. Yad is not mitzvah. However, a shoimer is mitzvah. How do you have a case of a shoimer? We had a couple of examples. For instance, if you have meat, which is still attached to the back of an oir, or being a piece of skin from an animal, and this oir is doing a great job to do shmira, it is covering those pieces of meat to make sure they don't get dirty, they don't get tummy, they don't get this and that. So it's the shoimer. What happens now if tumah were to go and touch that oir? The halacha is that the oir, which acts as a shoimer, is mitztaref to the basar on the other side. So if the basar was 3/4 of a kibaya, and the oir was 1/4 of a kibaya, you have over here, you have 1/4 of a kibaya, the two are mitztaref together for a sheer kibaya. That's only the gabe tumas oichlin, not the gabe tumas nevelis, as we've learned in the past. So yesterday we had a machloikis the gabe Reish Lakish, between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, about whether a nima could act as a yad. So instead of having a piece of chicken that had a polka, a bone underneath it, what happened if you had a piece of meat which was attached to a hair or to a string, to a nima? Would that also be deemed to be a yad? And Reish Lakish said, loy, with a capital lamed, two lines before the wide lines, on yesterday's Kuf Yates Amid Beis, Reish Lakish Leishanu Ela Etzem Dehave Yad. Avonima Loyave Yad. If the handle that is attached to the Ochlin is not an Etzem, not a bone, but rather it's a Nima, which is a hair or a thread, thus is gunished. The reason why it's gunished, says Rashi, because as soon as you pick up this piece of meat with the Nima, it won't take more than a second, 3 seconds, 5 seconds, and the Nima is going to go and snap. It'll tear. So you see, obviously, it's a nishkayad. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Afel a nima have a yad." No, even a nima does have the status of yad after all. So you had a machloek is Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan.
Excuse me. If it's not a yad according to Reish Lakish, it's a shomer?
No. According to this first lashon, is gunished. It's nothing.
Okay.
But the ikar masni lo. Thank you for paving the way to the next shikul gemara, Barry. Ikar masni lo. Now when they're at the bottom of the amid. And you'll see a lot of the discussion from here until about halfway down the Amid is just going to be a repeat of what we had yesterday. The Ikar Masni Lo Amasnisen. So that the Masim said that the Machloikis Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan was not on that Braisa that the Gemara quoted yesterday, but it was on our Mishnah. And vis-a-vis our Mishnah, we're no longer talking about a Yad, we're talking about a Shoimer. Zokti Gemara, what does it say in the Mishnah, which we learned a couple of days ago at the beginning of our perek? Ha'or, v'haroite, v'hakipa, etc., v'ha'elel. All of those things are mitzdarfin letame tumas oichlin, but not tumas nevelis, like we had in the Mishnah. Now, says our Gemara, in the Mishnah it said the oir, which is of course the skin, and the roitiv and the kippah and the elel, and all those other things which the Gemara is shortly going to explain in greater detail, they are mitztarfin. Since we're not talking about whether they're moitzi or mevi tumah, we're talking about tziruf, then you know we're not talking about a yad, we're now talking about a shoimer. And we're saying that, for instance, an oir, which is a shoimer around the flesh, it is mitztarif to the shir kibeya letami tumas eichlin. Omer ish lakish, lo yishonu le'etzem dehavi shoimer. The Mishnah Taka uses, we're talking about the oir. Our Gemara just put the v'chuli on the top line, but you also have to throw in etzem, that atzomis. This all comes from the Mishnah back on Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, where you have a more extensive list, the oir, the right of the keeper, the elul, the atzomis, the gidin v'hakanayim v'atlefayim, they're all mitztarfin, the tami tumas oichlin, says our Gemara, says Rish Lakish, leishonu ele etzem dehavish shoymer, and etzem can be a shoymer. Now normally when you think of etzem, etzem is not a shoimer. In the case of our polka, for instance, you have the chicken on top, the bone on the bottom is not doing any shmira, it's just a yad. If you don't want to go and dirty your fingers and holding the chicken at the top, you hold the bone on the bottom. And if you don't want to dirty your fingers from the bone on the bottom, you use a knife and fork, or you go and take a napkin and you hold it. But the point is, it's a yad. It's not a shoimer. So what does the Gemara mean that etzem havi shoimer? After all, we're not saying it. The Mishnah said, oy varoit vakiva elal goat samois are mitzdar from the Tamei Tumas Eichlin. So Rashi explains here, like Rashi explained before.
Rashi says on the Mishnah, he says, sheyish v'en moach v'okal v'etzem shomer lo, v'fifach mitzdar v'fimah.
Is that our good friend, Reb David Kesselman?
No, this is Ilan.
Ilan, where, oh, Ilan is there in Bismedish? I didn't even see him. Ilan, good morning. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Baruch Hashem. So you've answered the question exactly right. Rashi says it in the Mishnah. Rashi says it here. Rashi says it a couple of places. We had this in the Kulias in the Gemara yesterday, that instead of talking about a pulka with a chicken on the outside, we're going to talk about a bone with marrow in the inside. An etzem sheyesh boy moyach. Obviously, if there's a hole in that bone, all of that marrow will run out or flow out or disintegrate and dissolve and then flow out. Ah, so therefore the bone on the outside of this marrow is protecting the marrow. And that's why the etzem has the status of a shoimer. And make no bones about it, Rabbi Isai. This bone is doing a great job as a shoimer. Says Narish Lokish, yes, a yad can be an etzem, can be a shoimer. If instead of having the etzem acting as the shoimer, if you had a nima, which is a thread, das is nishka shoimer. Now normally you don't think of a thread as being a shoimer. The best you can think about of the thread is that you're holding the piece of meat or the holding the other oichlin. We're only focusing on meat because of the fact that the Mishnah uses the expressions about oir and roitiv and kippah, which of course are all appropriate to meat. But when you're talking about tumas oichlin can be on any ochel. It could be on a piece of cake, that around the piece of cake you have a string that you're holding. If it's a heavy piece of cake, this string or this thread are not going to hold, obviously, because they're just too fragile and they're too thin. But how could ever be a shoimer? So the Gemara doesn't go into it, but the Mefarshim say that we're not talking about the nima on its own, but as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, since we are in fact talking about meat, these are threads or hairs which are sticking out from the oir, which is encompassing, which is enclosing the meat. And therefore the nima on its own is really not that much of a shoimer. However, the nima attached to the oir, that makes it solidifies or strengthens, if you will, the shoimer, that not only do you have the oir, the skin protecting it, but you also have this nima or multiple niman where you have the hair also acting as a shtickel protection. So the point of all of this is, yesterday we said the machlok between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan and the Gabi, the nima was, does it have the status of a yad? It doesn't have the status of a yad. And now our Gemara is saying is that the machlok is between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish was whether a nima has the status of a shoimer. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afil a nima nami have a shoimer, not only an etzem but also a nima as well. Somebody has a question.
It's a shomer to a shomer, like we had by the rimba.
Yeah. So guess whose question that is, Brother Shai? This is, I think, the third day in a row we are mechavin to the next shikul gemara. So Amalei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan umik a shoimer al gabe shoimer. Is that your question, Brother Shai?
I see it. Yes.
He didn't make a line this either.
Not only is it your question, it's Reish Lakish's question. What? Al pishnayim aydim yukum duvar, gevaldik. Anyway, isn't it a shema gabi shoymer? We said yesterday, shema gabi shoymer. Rashi said, loy have ye shoymer. And for the Gemara, chulchule mechalkel. Same teretz as yesterday. What's chulchule mechalkel? Because the hearers, they are not only attached to the oyer from the outside, but in fact they grow out of little hair follicles, and that hair goes deeper than the oyer and touches the bosar underneath it. So the chalchule means that there are a lot of hollows, a lot of spaces inside that oyer. So therefore don't look upon it as the nima only extending from the oyer, but really if you had x-ray vision, you'd be able to go and see how the nima is in fact attached to the bosar itself, and therefore it's a direct shoymer, and not just a shoymer al gabe shoymer. Good. So Yigmo already asked yesterday. Oh, you're yoin maskel ravachel miyata tefillin. Heichi kosvinan. Habi inen ksiva tamah v'leka. It says in the pasuk, uchsav tam am zoyis beisecha b'sherecha. Not only by mezuzah, it's the same thing with gabe tefillin. There has to be a ksiva tamah. And we learn from that ksiva tamah that if in any of the oisiyos, there is a break in the action, meaning that there is a hole, that doesn't allow the ois to be a complete ois because there's a hole in the ois. That being the case, any time you're writing tefillin, mezuzah, sefer Torah, on a piece of cloth of course being from the behema, this behema originally had numerous hairs sticking out of it, here, and there, and here, and here. That being the case, even though you've removed all the hairs, but now you're writing the ink on top of where there was a hole. Don't they have a problem with ksiva tamo?
Same problem, right?
Same problem, yeah. Why didn't Mark happen?
It
doesn't mention mezuzah either. It presumably means all three together. Frank Dimar and Zoy Bazoy, don't they have a problem of ksiva tamo? And for Dimar, Ishtemitze, Hodi Amram, the Amri b'marava, called Nekev Shadioi, over Olav, Einoi Nekev. Back in Eretz Yisrael, apparently they had that same question, and they said, if it happens to be a large enough hole, where it's discernible, and it is interfering with the writing of the cloth, writing of the mezuzah, the tefillin, etc., you got a problem. However, if this hole is so microscopic, it's so small, that you can't even, not only don't you see it, but the dioi, the ink, you can easily write on top of it, and nobody knows the difference, not even the cipher, so it's really such a minuscule, minimal hole, as is gunish, then ein nekev, it doesn't have the status of nekev, and therefore mutalach, no problem in writing your tefillin, your mezuzahs, etc., on such a hole. Frank Timara, eis v'rabbi Yechler Shlokish. We have a brisa where the brisa says very, very clearly, oyer sheyesh olav kzayis basar. You have oyer on one side, you have a kzayis basar on the other side. Hanagia betziv hayoytzi mimenu. If a person touches the tziv, now the tziv that we're talking about, said Rashi, means a hair of flesh. In other words, the flesh itself, one piece got very, very, very thin, like a thread. Rashi yesterday on the Omid Bey said, chut habasar, means not a thread made out of fabric or material. And we're not talking about a hair, we're talking about a piece of meat, which is like a string, like a thread. So, hayoytzi mimenu, so, nochmo, or sheyesh olav ksayis basar, hanegea betziv hayoytzi mimenu, ubisara shekin negdoi. What happens if someone were to go now? It doesn't really explain what the tumma over here is, but we're assuming that, for instance, let's assume that we're talking about a nevela, and nevela, the shear is bekezayis. If we were talking about tumas oichlin, the shear would be a shear bekebeya. So what happens over here? I have an orshiyeshal of kezayis basar, which suggests that we're talking about a nevela. And now that the nevela of basar is on the other side of the oir, I'm very, very careful not to get close to that basar of the nevela. I don't want to become tameh. I don't want to have to go to the mikveh and not be able to eat trumin kochim the whole day. And I'm going to have to wait for Herif Shemesh. So I stay away. But I do touch that tziv hayoytzi mimenu, or that tsara shekenegdai. That little tziv, that little piece of meaningless drop of meat which is sticking out, and a tsara, or just a hair. Guess what happens? Tameh. You become tameh. I didn't touch the basar. I didn't even touch the oyer. I just touched that little hair. Agunish. Become tameh. My la mishum shomer, aren't we talking mishum shomer? And therefore, this is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan on the fourth line said, Rabbi Yochanan Omer afilu nima nami havish shomer, and I see I become tame because of that shomer. It's a haray that this nima is enough to conduct tuma lahachnis or lahoitzi, and it's even mitzdarif to the shir.
Well, it's meat. It's meat. It's not a hair.
Well, we have two cases. We have the tziva yoytzimenu ubisara. In other words, two separate cases. A piece of meat sticking out, and also the sara, meaning a hair sticking out. So put aside the tziv. But in terms of the sara, that's clearly, that is not hair, that is not meat, that is not even the skin, it's just a hair. Nevertheless, if I touch it, I become tame. How do I become tame? I didn't touch the oil, I didn't touch the meat, I just touched this hair. Is my labishim shomer? Isn't that price of talking out hilchus shomer? And therefore says Rabbi Yochanan, I have a raya that even a nima, even a thread, even a hair is enough to be a shomer, and therefore to conduct tumah. Dr. Loy, we're not talking there because of a shomer, we're talking mishum yad.
How could it be a shomer?
Oh, so we asked already before. So Revolvi is asking, how can a hair be a shomer? A hair doesn't give shmira. So Zugna Meforshim, it on its own taket doesn't do shmira.
Yeah, right,
but together
hair,
with, if you have a bunch of hairs, as well as, if it's touched, since it's attached to the oir, even though it's chalchulim machalchul, but it's attached to the oir, so therefore the oir, together with that, adds a little bit of a greater degree of shmira.
Right.
Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, don't we have a raya, says Rabbi Yochanan to me, that anima is a shomer and not like Rish Lakish. Evidimar loy mishum yad. It's alt yad. Freitimar nima achas lamaychazia. How can you go and say that it's a yad? Yad by definition means you have a handle and you can hold it like the polka, you're holding onto the bone. But here I'm holding onto one thread. Like Rish Lakish said, it doesn't nishka shomer, doesn't nishka yad, because as soon as you pick it up, it's going to tear in 1 second. It's lachunish. So how can you call it a yad? Like we had Ribloy yesterday, that he said, Maloy among Maloyim. Now, what's my Maloyim? We have a Mishnah. A Shiboyles is a stalk of grain, like a stalk of wheat, stalk of barley. Now, in addition to the stalk, you also have hairs growing out on the top of it. Almost like a person has hairs on their head, or they have hairs growing from their face, a beard. So you also have this maloi on the shibon. Said Rabbi Loi, it says in that Mishnah, a maloi should be shibon mitamen umitamen. The ain mitstarfen. They have a status of a yad, so therefore they conduct tuma mitamen umitamen. That means they can both be moitzi tuma. So if this shiboilis was already tame, how did it become tame? A shiboilis of grain doesn't have its own inherent tumah, but it was makabel tumah from, let's say, a person who was tamei. How did he become tamei? Doesn't make a difference. He was, for instance, let's make it easy. You have a nevela that touched a cut piece of shiboilin. Shiboilin means a stalk of wheat which had already been cut, because if it's still mechubar lekarka, it cannot be makabel tumah. So it's harvested, it's lying on the floor, and now a nevela touched it, or a dead sheretz touched it, or anything touched it. So now it becomes tameh. What tumah does it have? Since the nevela or the dead sheretz had a status of an avatumah, now it becomes a rishon letumah. So what we're saying is that the hair on top, it can go and accept the tumah from the nevela or from the dead sheretz, and that hair is the chkunish, but it will spread and it'll be a conductor of tumah, so that the shiboilis will now become tameh, and vice versa as well. Once the shiboilis was already tameh, how did it become tameh from the things that we discussed, the nevela, the sheretz, etc.? So now it can spread the tumah by touching other oichlin, because as you know, when it comes to oichlin, which are rishon l'tumah, they cannot be metame other mekelim, but they can metame oichlin u mashkin. So therefore, the shiboilis itself, as well as the chita or the seoira which is in it, have become tame, so they both can receive. If it was not tame yet, it can receive tumah, and if it was tame already, it can go and spread the tumah to other oichlin. But they don't have to do it with the Shmoilis alone. Even the Malay, those hairs on top, can also act as a conductor of Tumah, either to be Machlis Tumah or to Moitzi Tumah. They mitstarfin. Since we're talking about a Yad, Yad, you remember, is not mitstarif to the shear, because a shear of oichlin, you have to have a shear of a kebeya, and if you only have 3/4 of a kebeya, you cannot go and throw in the malay and say, oh, now it's malay, it's mulay, and make it into a full kebeya. A shoimer is mitstarif, but not a yad, like we learned before. Anyway, freitimar malay lemay chazia, you're talking about the hair on top of that shiboylis, that is so flimsy. You know, you just give a little yank and the whole thing comes out. So how can you consider that to be a yad? If you only had one hair alone, just attack a gunish but gunish. But we're talking about a situation where you have 10 or 20 or 50 hairs all attached to this shibaylis. If you want to move the shibaylis, you can grab on all of these hairs and move it from place to place. So even though we're only focusing on one hair out of all of the hairs, nevertheless, that Mishnah tells us that since if you had a collection of 10 or 20, it would certainly be a real good, competent yad. Lahalacha, even one, has the status of a yad. So bottom line is, we tried to bring a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, that even a hair could be a shoimer. Says the Gemara from that Mishnah, that price, we can only bring a raya that it's a yad, but we can't bring a raya that it is a shoimer. So you're asking me, but it's not a yad. Come on, you hold on to a hair, the whole thing platzes. You're right, one alone is taka platzes. But 20 or 25 or 50, it would be an effective yad. So Allah halacha, each one is considered to be a yad.
What about that we learned,
Amar
Rav, in yad pachos mitzvahs?
Mm-hmm.
The ain shomer pachos mitzvah
pool. That din of ain yad pachos mitzvahs is not referring to the yad itself. It's referring to the yad which is touching the oichel. Getting back, for instance, to our puka situation. What happens if the chicken on top of the bone is a kazayis or more, then the bone is considered to be an effective conductor of tuma, that is both machnis and moitzi. What happens if the piece of chicken on top of this bone is so little? Why? Because we're talking about that they didn't shecht a big chicken, they went and shechted one of these little chicklets. They have a name for it. What do they call it?
Cornish.
Yes, a Cornish chicken. Cornish hen. Right, exactly. So that Cornish hen, it looks like a whole. You got the whole chicken, but you quickly discover that it's 95% bones and there's really not much to eat. But it's nice and the caterers charge more money and it really looks special, but there's very little to eat. Anyway, the point of this is that type of polka, the amount of chicken which is on the top of the bone, is less than a kizayis. So then the etzem has no cheshivus as a yad. But we're not talking about that the yad has the size of a kezayis. We're talking about that it's touching oichel, which is a kezayis. Good.
So the yad itself?
The yad itself, there are no, and as you can see from Rabbi Yochanan, there are really no requirements. Even if it's like a hair, you and I would say him, it's a gunish. That's what Rish Lakish says. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Even a hair can have the status of a yad.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. And we have now explored in some detail the hu'oir. And now we go to the next word in the Mishnah, v'horoitiv. And Rabbi say we get a little bit of a break from here till the end of today's daf, where we're not going to go and get that immersed in Tumah as we've been for the last couple of days. But enjoy the vacation, because tomorrow we go back again into Tumas Oichlin, where it's going to be really gishmak. Anyway, says Yimoy v'horoitiv. It said in our Mishnah that Roitiv is also mitzdarif to Oichlin to be mashlim the shear of a kibbeah. Now we're putting aside now the din of etz, of yad, the din of shoimer. We want to know, how is this Roitiv mitzdarif to the shear kibbeah? So what does that mean, mitzdarif to shear kibbeah? We have over here a piece of meat that cooked, for instance, you had a pot roast or a steak or whatever, and anybody that's ever in the kitchen notices that in the pot roast where you're cooking your roast, where you're cooking whatever, there's always gravy that comes out. And the same thing is, you have your chicken, you also have gravy that comes out into the pot, as we'll discuss in another moment. So, normally you call roitiv gravy, and what we're saying is that the gravy is mitzdarif to the piece of meat. So if the piece of meat was, for instance, 0.99 of a kibeya, so it's not enough to mekabel or to transmit tumas oichlin. If you have roitiv together with it, it's mitzaref, and now you have a full shear of a kibeya. So let's understand what's the definition of roitiv. Omer Rava Shumna. Shumna, of course, sounds like shuman, which sounds like fat, but it's not just stam fat. If you look Rashi, the third line from the top of the Omer Shumna, shuman she'al hamorok, on top of your soup. If you ever go and have someone cook chicken soup, and then they let it cool off, and you put it into the refrigerator, so depending on how thick the, or how good your refrigerator is, that on top of the soup, you'll see that there is fat, which is there. What a lot of people do is they remove that fat either with a ladle or they put in some absorbent paper towels to get out that fat. And if you leave it standing, that fat could in fact become perhaps white and become a piece of solid fat that you could remove with a fork or knife. But anyway, that's the shuman shel gabei ha-morok. That is mitztaref to the meat or to the chicken to get you a shear of a kibbeh. Omli Abaya. Abaya says, I don't understand what you're talking about. Hu atzmoi yitama tumas oichlin. Why are you talking about only als a tziruf? That shuman, which is on top of the morok, even though today people are very concerned about cholesterol and fat and all that type of stuff, but years ago this was gishmak. People would take that. That would be a dip. You don't have to go and pay $4.99 or $6.99 for a fancy dip of tchina or of chumas. You can have the shuman shel gabei morok dip. And therefore this was an oichel. So why are you only talking about it as being a tziruf to an oichel? It itself is an oichel. And therefore Abaya says that cannot be the pshat in our Mishnah.
Okay? Rashi says it's ochel ma'al yabur.
I'm sorry, what are you saying?
Rashi says it's ochel ma'al yabur. Yeah.
Oichel ma'al yabur? Which Rashi are you looking at?
Ochel ma'al yabur. It's chushmak.
Oh, you're looking at the Rashi. Oichel ma'aliyah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So, ma'aliyah, what you're saying is gishmak, very, very nice, but it doesn't have to be the ma'aliyah means gishmak. Ma'aliyah could also mean that this is a bona fide oichel on its own, not only as an accessory to an oichel, you say, yeah, it's also an oichel, a toffel to the oichel. But it's oichel ma'aliyah on its own, you can brand it and call it an oichel. Good, but ma'aliyah, I like your pshat, it's taka very gishmak. So this is a freight abaya. So oibazoi, why is in our Mishnah only a tziruf? Look at the top line of the omid. The oibaroite mitzarf in the tami tumas oichel. Not mitzarf. It's an oichel itself. Ella therefore says abaya, I have a noopshat in the word roitiv. Ella, in our Gemara it says chaylev de korish, which sounds like the word korish, of course, is, means that it's congealed. And chaylev normally means fat. However, we're not talking about fat over here. But rather, Rashi says, six lines from the top, Chelev de Kodesh, Lecha hayoytzim en habosar shekoyrim glaira. Lecha means a particular type of meat juice that goes out of the basar, which typically is glaira. Glaira means it's a thicker type of juice, almost like mucus.
Galareta?
Like a galareta, very good. So you have, for instance, like those people that like pecha, or fis. There's also a Yiddish term called galareta. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but you have that congealed from the foot of the chicken or whatever. They congeal it and make it into a nice piece of, I don't know, gel, or jello, if you like. Anyway, so that, my good chaver Revolvi Fried is telling me that's called in Yiddish galareta. So maybe that galareta is related to this word, glaira. So it's thick. So just to try to give an example, for those of you that like to eat, for instance, minute roast typically down the middle has a piece of cartilage, which some people cut out and throw out, and some people find it's not worth all the tircha to go and throw it out, especially if you've cooked this minute roast long enough, it is tender enough, it's soft enough that you can just eat it, and you don't make a ganze scandal about it. Oh, you have the cartilage down the middle. You just eat it, you ignore it. So the same thing over here is, nobody would go and eat that cartilage on its own. If you would serve to somebody cartilage, even though it's nice and soft, you put it on a nice plate, and you have around it all types of garnishes with all types of different types of grasses and greens, nobody's going to eat that. But if it's part of a piece of meat, okay. That chapsuch mit. So that's the same type of, in fact, instead of chaylev on the side, there's another girsa, chala, the korish. Chala have nothing to do with vinegar, but chala, that's the name of this glyer that Rashi is referring to, such a thick mucus type of emission from the meat. So it's not simple gravy, but we're talking about something much thicker. So that typically is not an ochel ma'alya on its own. It's like the cartilage of that minute roast, where you'll eat it together with the roast, but you wouldn't eat it by itself. Frank Timara, my iria korish, kile korish nami. I get the point of abaya, but why do we have to say the korish that it congealed? Why don't we talk about that even it's very soft and it's juicy? After all, even something which is a liquid can also have the status of an ochel, of a solid. Where do we get that from? Piyomarish Lakish. As you know, in Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat. And the Pasuk tells us, tunished. And the Gemara learns from the Pasuk, that it's not your normal achila, which is a shear of a kizayis, but it's the type of achila which takes away the inui, the pain and the suffering from fasting on Yom Kippur. And therefore the Mishnah in Masechtas Yuma tells us what's the shear. The shear is a kikoisvis. Okay, or...
bigger than a kizayis or smaller?
It's a, bigger than a kizayis. Bigger. So what is the shear of that kisevis? Says Rish Lakish, not only if you're eating yurakis, can you imagine a person's eating in Yom Kippur, instead of eating a piece of challah or eating a piece of meat, he goes and has a salad. Okay, maybe that's the only thing he can eat. Anyway, and on that salad you have tzir. So tzir, says Rashi, are two pshatim. First pshat, says Rashi, mashke hayoytzim in ayerek. The word tzir throughout Shas is usually used in connection with fish, and it means fish sauce, or in Yiddish, fish yoach. Here, however, the tzir is not referring to fish sauce, it's referring to, Rashi says, yerek sauce. Mashke hayoytzim min hayerek. I guess there must be certain types of vegetables that if you give them a kvetch, then some liquid comes out. And that's the tzir that we're speaking about, says Rish Lakish. Or Rashi says a second pshat, which is a much simpler pshat. We're talking about salad dressing. Rashi says tzir, shoy madbilin macholin b'tzir. I'm sorry, everything okay?
Quick question.
Yes, Shelley.
When talking about the cast feed before, isn't that pshat?
Pecha and galareta and feast are all synonymous terms. They all mean that jello. No, nothing happened. We love you just the same. But that's these are synonymous terms, depending where you come from. In Galicia, they called it galareta, and in Poland, they called it pecha, and in England, they called it feast, you know, depending where you are.
Okay.
No problem. It's an international food with different names. So Omer Ish Lakish, Tzirsh al Gabi Yerek. So according to the second shot, you're talking about normal salad dressing that you're pouring on top of the Yerek. Mitzdar of the Kekoiz B'Yomi Kippurim, even though Tzir, by definition, is a liquid, and therefore you should be thinking in terms of a sheer revius. A koizvis, by definition, is a solid. So how do the two be mitzdarif? It's okay. A mashke kim mitzdarif to the sheer of the Yerek, even though that is a solid shear of the kikoisvis, no problem. So the Frank Timur, let's say the same thing in our Mishnah. That why do you have to say that it's chalad dekorish? Even if you're talking about this mucus type of emission from the meat, even if it happens to be more like a sauce, why don't you go and say it's also mitzdarif because the mashke is mitzdarif to the oichel? Why do you have to be dafta dekorish? I'm sorry?
Isn't there a difference between the nature of achila and Yom Kippur and the nature of achila in general?
And that's the Gemara's teretz. And for the Gemara, Hossam l'gabi Yom Kippur mishum yisuvei daitehu, b'chol dehu meisve daite. Avad, you're right, says the Gemara, that normally I would not be mitzdarif a mashke to an ochel. And that's why in our Mishnah says Abaya, right, he was referring to something, the Kodesh, which is congealed. However, when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's not so much the achila or the shtia. The ikr is the inoy. And therefore, if you have oichel and you add together to that the tzir, this dip or the salad dressing, which gives you more yishev adas after all. How can you eat salad without salad dressing? Oh, you would have inoy just from eating the salad without the dressing. So you add the dressing to it. That gives you a degree of, I'm a chaya. I finally ate something. I was so hungry. So because of that yishev adas, that is the isser of Yom Kippur, that you're not allowed to have that yishev adas. You're supposed to have an inui. So there we go and add, we allow for the liquid tzir to be added to the solid salad to be mitzar of the shir. Except b'hocha, here we're talking about hilchos tumah to go mitzarif mishum mitzarufihil. Ikorish mitzarif. If it's a congealed piece, then it's mitzarif. Iloi korish loy mitzarif. The reason why says Rashi, because the gabi tumah v'tahara, tumah, when you talk about tumas oichlin, the shear has to be a shear of a kibaya. If you were talking about a mashka, the shear would be a shear of a revias. A revias and a kibaya do not mix, and therefore loy mitzarif. That's why we had to talk about that the liquid had become solidified as a korish. Oh, two solids can be mitzarif, since you can have a shear of a kibaya. So with this, we've concluded the right tip, and now we continue on to the keeper. Frank Timur, my keeper, can you explain to me, what does keeper mean? Omer Rabbo, Omer Rob, it says on the side, that is firma. Firma means, says Rashi, small little pieces of meat which fall to the bottom of the pot. Right, you're cooking a large pot roast, and some little pieces of meat from the side fall off, they fall to the bottom. That's what we mean when we talk about keeper. Rashi called it dak shebebosa. Little shtiklach fall to the bottom. And Abaye now asked the same kasha that Abaye asked 10 lines ago by the right of Amle Abaye. Who atzma yitmet to masaychen? Why are we only talking about that it's mitzarif, yom mitzarif, nish mitzarif? In itself, if you collect together enough of this firma on the bottom, you might have a full shear of a kibaya, and therefore it's metamit to masaychel, not because of tziruf, but because it itself is an oichel. And therefore, Elamar of Papa, you're right. When we're talking about the kippah over here, we're not referring to pieces of meat, we're referring to tavlin. Tavlin means spices and condiments. Says Rashi, these spices and condiments, ba'anpin afshayu le achliu inchi, people wouldn't eat that on their own. It's not really edible. It's just these condiments, these spices. However, if you add it to a piece of meat, then it makes a gishmak, and then you can eat it together. Ichweis, something similar to eating, for instance, ichweis, ketchup or mustard. How many people do you know that go and take and eat mustard or ketchup on their own? There probably are people like that, but 99% of people add the ketchup or the mustard to the meat. So here too, the tavlin on their own, I guess theoretically maybe somebody does like tavlin, but batel daitzel eitz kolodom, you don't normally eat it on its own, only as a tziruf with a piece of meat. So if the piece of meat was 0.99 of a kibaya, and the skipper was 0.1 of a kibaya, they are mitzaref together for purposes of Tumas Eichlin. Now from here, from Tanan Hossam, till the end of today's blot, we're going to talk about mostly liquefying solids. We're going to start off with Hikvis Adam, where we're solidifying a liquid. But mostly we're going to talk about liquefying solids, and we're going to discover that in most cases when you liquefy a solid, which is an isur, you're over even if you eat it in its liquid state. We'll see in the Gemara as we go through. It's pretty straightforward. We'll have a number of limudim, but it's all geared to one thing, a solid that becomes liquefied. We start off the other way around with the dam, which is a liquid, which we have solidified. Tanan Husam, Hikvis Adam, Viacholei. The Torah says numerous times that you're not allowed to go, Idam loisechlenu, al arz tishpichenu kamoyim, as Adam loisechelu, v'nichrisa. It talks about achilas dam. But dam, as we know, is really a liquid. So Hikvis Adam Viacholei. What happens if you took the dam and you solidified it? The word hikva is like the word kafui. In Eretz Yisrael, I'm sure Shlomo can share with us that when they sell any type of frozen item, you say that it's kafoy. So hikva means it's solidified as if it was a piece of ice. And you ate it. Oy, shehimcha es achelev, the gomai. The other way around. You had a full jar of chelev, which of course was osur from the animal. We're talking about isur chelev, not shmalz. We're not talking about shuman. We're talking about a real chelev. Real chelev inside the animal is a piece of a white glob of chelev, real big fats. You didn't eat the chelev the way it was, the gomai, which first you were himcha. Himcha means you caused it to dissolve, and then you ate it as a liquid, or you drank it as a liquid. The gomai, you swallowed it, chayv. You're chayv. So therefore, even though dam is normally a liquid, you made a solid, you're chayv. Even though chelev is normally a solid, you liquefied it, you're chayv. Bishlem hikves adam ve'acholoi. The fact that you took a liquid and you made it into a solid That gives it more chashivas, because it's no longer just a mashke. Now it's a solid oichel. So I understand why you would be chayiv, even though you're not eating the dam in the liquid state, you're eating in the solid state. If anything, should be even more chomor, because you took a liquid, you made a salad. El himchas achele v'gomai, achile k'siva bei, v'olav achile, says in the pasuk, ki kol oichel chele v'nichrisa. It talks about oichel chele. You're not eating oichel chele, you are drinking chele. V'olav achile, here, how do you know that you are oiver on eating chele? Omrish lakish oma krokus, says in the pasuk, nefesh, l'rabbis esa shoise. V'ushtei tevor nefesh, if you have the Torah or HaSholem, ki kol oichel chelev, it's ois number beis in my Gemara, ki kol oichel chelev, whoever eats chelev, min ha-behema she-yakrev, mimena ishel Hashem, v'nichreso ha-nefesh oicheles me-yameh. The word nefesh is totally superfluous. Ki kol oichel chelev, min ha-behema, whoever eats chelev, v'nichreso oicheles me-yameh. In fact, you could say, v'nichreso me-yameh. That this person who's the oichel chelev is she-yat karis. Why do I have to say nichreso ha-nefesh? The extra word nefesh comes to tell you, the rabbis the shoysa, not only if you are the oichel chaylev, even if you are the shoysa chaylev, you're also going to be over on the iser of chaylev.
The word nefesh is no shaychus to the limit.
You are 100% right. Revolvi says that the word nefesh is not mashma any more shoysa than oichel or oichel more than shoysa. But you have an extra word, so Chazal had a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Kodesh Baruch Hu, to the extra word nefesh comes to tell you, not just the eater, but anyone that has any satisfaction from this chaylev, which would include even shoysen. Rashi afterwards says, very nice pshat about the nefesh. In fact, why don't we learn this Rashi over here, even though this Rashi is also for later. If you look at the Rashi, the Rabbi says a shoysa, which is just halfway down the omen of the Gemara, about 60% of the Rashi, the Rabbi says shoysa mirchsiv v'nichreso ha-nefesh, nefesh mashma kol dover ha-miyashiv daita shel odem v'afilu shoysa. The word nefesh doesn't just mean soul, but it means any type of yishuv adas. Where do you say that? Kimoy, it says by Avraham Avinu when he spoke to the Bnei Ches, he said emyesh ifs nafshechem to go and likbar es meisim elfonai. Because he has the Ma'aris HaMachpel. So what means the Miyeshes Nafshechem? If you have the soul. Says Rashi, Nafshechem means Shehi, Loshen Taiva V'Kodesh, Ruach Shenefesh Nenem Mimenu. If you have the desire to please me, and to please L'Havdol Min Chaim L'Chaim, Sara Imenu, to give her a place of burial, and Miyesh Nafshechem, if you have that desire to help me, then please help me and speak to Ephraim and Tzaychem. So I see from that the word Nefesh doesn't only mean soul or neshama, but it means a taiva, desire to go and satisfy yourself or satisfy somebody else. So here you're satisfied. So Mamish, this addresses Volvi's question. Shkoyach for raising it. You were able to see the beautiful pshat in the Rashi. Shkoyach.
Rabbi, isn't there a Gemara from Masechta Shavuot that talks about that if you take a Shavuot not to eat, that Shkia is included with Falasila?
You're asking an excellent, excellent question. You don't even have to go all the way to Masechta Shavuos. Back in Masechta Yuma, where we go and itemize the five inuyim, the achila, the shtia, the sicha, and the ne'ila, and the tasha shemitah, the Gemara says, how do I know that shtia is a form of the absence of shtia is a form of inuy? And the Gemara says, because shtia is bechlal achila. Same word that you're saying from Masechta Shavuos. So now the question is, what do I need all these psukim? We're going to have a number of psukim. Shti is b'chlal achila. And the answer is, say the Mefarshim, shti is b'chlal achila if it's natural to go and drink from this thing. So even though the Torah might refer to achila, but if it's natural for this particular item to go and drink, it's called achila. Take, for instance, the dam. The dam is in liquid form. The Torah always says, ki koloichel dam loy techlenu. It never says don't drink. But since shti is b'chlal achila, you're over if you drink the dam. However, those things which in their natural state are solid, say the Mefarshim, I would know that if you drink it instead of eating, that you'd be over the iser, because you're not drinking it, you're eating it. Or you're not eating it, you're drinking it. So the din of shti b'chlal achila is when something which is a natural shti. Take, for instance, on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to go and drink a revius of bashke. It doesn't say in the Torah that you're not allowed to drink. It talks about the inoy, and we learn inoy from the din of mon, that's referring to v'yancha v'yaridecha v'yachilches amon ashla yadat, right? The Gemara Maseches Yuma. So the ino is related to achila. How do I know if I drink anything, water or any punch or whatever on Yom Kippur that I'm over on the inoy? Because shtiyah is b'chlal achila. But that's something which is a natural liquid that you drink. Here we're talking about natural solids that you drink. Say the Mefarshim, for that I need a special drasha. And for that, it's not only the drasha that we just had now, legabe the chalev, but we're going to have two more drushes, one after the other. Tanya nami gabi chomitz ki haigavna. What happens if you had chomitz, which was solid chomitz, and him chayu, and you were able to dissolve the chomitz and make it into a liquid, the gomai, and you drank the chomitz on Pesach? Im chomitz hu onish kares, if this is taka chomitz, and you're drinking it, and not eating, ki kol oichel machmetzes, whoever eats any type of chametz, but I didn't eat the chametz, I drank the chametz. How do I know that it's onish karet? In matzihi, what happens if we're not talking about chametz, but rather we were talking about dough that was in the form of a matzah, and I took that matzah and I was himcheil, the gomoy, I took the matzah, I liquefied it, and I drank it. How do I know that ein odom, so it says, ein odom yoytze bo yidei chavosu v'pesach, this is not considered to be achila. In the case of the chametz, it's considered to be achilas chametz, but in the case of the matzah, it's not considered to be achilas matzah. So Gemara asks, "Bishlomi matzah ain adam yechiv yichvasim bePesach." You know why? Because even if I say that an achila, which you have liquefied, has the status of an ochel, but here it says in the pasuk you have to go and eat lechem oini amrachmana v'hai lechem oinihu. Some take out the word oini v'hai lav lechemu. You cannot go and call a liquid a piece of bread; it's not bread. And the Torah says that you have to eat matzah, you have to eat lechem oini. It's not lechem. I understand why you're not yotze. And then chometzu anishkaris, achila ksivabe. It says the gabe eating chometz, it says the loshen achila. Where did it say loshen achila? In Pasik Dalet here in your Torah, Ora Shalom, in the middle of the Pasik, kikol oichel chometz. So how does a liquid qualify? Achila ksivabe, same territory before, amresh lakish, amakra, nefesh. The same Pasik says, Kichol oichel chametz v'nichrusa ha'nefeshehi. It could have said kichol oichel chametz v'nichrusa ahi. Why does it v'nichrusa ha'nefeshehi? The extra word nefesh l'rabbis es ha'shoise. Like we had before by the chaylev. V'tan nami gam in velas oiftar ki ay gavna. Person eats the velas oiftar and eating a chicken, but not a kosher chicken. He eats a Purdue chicken, which is certified as treif, and eats it. But he didn't eat it by biting into it. Him chayu b'ar. He went and he liquefied it over the fire. Then it's tamei. When he eats it, he's tamei. This is the famous rule of that benevelis oiftar. If you touch it, it's not metama magu masa. It's only metama the beis sablia. So what did this person do? He went and liquefied the oif, the benevelis oiftar, into a liquid, and he drank it. It becomes tamei. In other words, he becomes tamei. Bechama, if instead of liquid, yes. So, what's the question?
Discussion with the fat particularly reminds me of Gribbenis, which they used to eat years ago, which would go between fat and oil and solid.
And it was probably delicious too, right? Anytime something is too delicious, then you know that it's not good for your health. It means you got
70 years since I had it.
70 years? You're not 70
since
years
old. Since I probably ate it.
I think you're too young for that, but anyway, it's a good joke. But let's get back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Imchei ba'or is tamei." The person ate it as a liquefied thing from the or tamei. If it became liquid, not through or by putting it on the fire, but bechama, you left it out in the sun, he's tahar. And of course, the Gemara is going to ask in a moment, what difference does it make how it became a liquid, be the or the chama? The Gemara is going to ask that question momentarily. Just stay tuned. But we asked by this nevela, how are you oiver imchei ba'or? And you made into a liquid. Again, Omer Reish Lakish Omakra. Third time Reish Lakish, it says in the Pasik Nefesh, Mushtek Nefesh in Pasik Vav, V'chol Nefesh Esher Toichal Nevelu Utreifa Be'ezrach Bagir V'chibiz Begodav. So it says V'chol Nefesh Esher Toichal. What's the lashon of Nefesh? Not only if you're a Toichal, but even if you're a Shoyse. So the Rabbi is a Shoyse. Freddy Moyach V'cham and Nami, what does it make? Or a Chama. Everything more a Chama is Ruchay Misrach. If you leave out a piece of oif, which is a nevela, leave it out in the sun so that it should become a liquid. Besides becoming a liquid, there's soon going to be a terrible stench, and if you get close to it, you'll say, "Ay, ay, it stinks!" So therefore, it loses its status of oichel or of shoyse. It says gunish mekunish. It's like a piece of waste. that you're going to throw away in the garbage. Okay, so I have three separate limudim of nefesh. One legabe chaylev, one legabe chomet, and one legabe nevela, all telling us the same thing, that the iser applies not only in the solid form, but also the liquid form. Why do I need all three limudim? Utrichi. Because rachmana chaylev alone, chomet liyasiminei. Shekein loy hoysa l'shas ha-koyshe. Chaylev is such a chomridik iser, because from the first second that it was created, within the animal, or within the oif, or whatever, wherever the chaylev happens to be, from that first moment, either when it was still in utero, or when it was born, it never had a shasa koish, it was always chaylev, it was always us. Mash enkin chomet, until 2 minutes before Erev Pesach at 10:30 or 11:30 or whatever your zman is, it was kushim yusha. Everybody was rushing to finish off the chametz before yontif, so it had a shasa kosher. So maybe only by chaylev it didn't have a shasa kosher. Liquid equaled solid, but maybe not by chametz. Zokti mara. So therefore, if we just say in the pasuk chaylev chametz liyasimine, if we say in the pasuk nevela liyasimine, why shekein onish karis? You cannot go and, if you wanted to learn nevela from chaylev, right? We started off with chaylev alone. There's some noise in the background, so I'm sorry, gentlemen, for that. But this is still a chaver. Anyway, we started with chaylev. You can't learn chametz because chaylev never had a shasa kosher. You cannot learn nevela from chaylev shekein onish karis. Chaylev, as we know, is an issa karis. You call oichel chaylev and nichrasa nefesh shehi. That's issa of karis. Mashenke nevela, it's only a lav, it's not karis. Because of rachmana chametz, if it would only say chametz, chaylev liyasiminei, shekein lehutar mechlolai. You could not learn from chametz because chametz has no exceptions to the rule. Chametz v'peisach, any form of chametz is chametz. Mashenke chaylev, there is a heter. The Gemara doesn't tell us yet what the heter is, but the Gemara will tell us on the bottom, it's referring to chaylev chaya. You're not allowed to eat chaylev behema, but you're allowed to eat chaylev chaya. So therefore, chaylev is a lighter isur. So I don't know that the din of liquid equals solid. When nevela yasmina, I cannot learn nevela from chametz, again, she can't on his karet. Eating chametz on Pesach is karet, but nevela, it's only a lot. Because Rachmana ben nevela, if it only say nevela, hanach liyasmina, she can't metama. Nevela is much worse than the other two, because when you eat the nevela's oiftar, not only you oiver an isser of eating nevela, you're also oiver, you become, not your oiver, but you become tame. Mashenkin, if you eat chomet, or if you go and eat chaylev, you don't become tame, so therefore you can't learn from that. So chodem echad liyasu, you can't learn one from one. But teisi chodem itadu, let's learn one from two. Hai teisi. Let's learn nevela from a combination of chomet, together with chaylev, mala nach shekein onish karis. Both of them have a din of karis, both by chametz and also gabi chaylev, but not by nevela. Lo nichzor rachmana bechametz v'teis me'anach. Let it not say chametz and learn from the other two. Mala nach shekein lehoisel and shasa koisha. Chaylev never had a shasa koisha from its birth. This chaylev was already osur, and the same thing applies to the nevela. When he's saying nevela, but till it became a nevela, it was kosher. When he's talking about it had a shasa koisha. So Tosis gives two answers. Tosis says, in its halacha, its status of nevela, as soon as this animal died, it never had a shasa kosher from that point on. It was nevela, nevela, nevela. When the animal was still alive, it wasn't nevela. From the moment that it was called nevela, that means the animal died, it never had a shasa kosher. That's the first pshat. Second pshat, says Rashi, is even when the animal was alive, you couldn't eat from the animal, because it was aver min hachai. See, look at the toises, three toises in before the end. The nevela, k'moishi hi ata, the way it is now, mesa, toit, dead, never had a shasa kosher. Inami mechaim hoyeba iser ev menachai, or even when it was still alive, it had an iser ev menachai. So therefore, it never had a shasa kosher. Mashenkin, you're talking about chametz. Chametz until a minute before 10:30 or whatever on Erev Pesach, you were allowed to eat from it. So therefore, it had a shasa kosher. Leilich v'rachman b'chelev b'teis me'anach. Don't say chelev and learn from the other two. Ma'la anach shekin lihutru mechlolon. Toyim b'chelev shehutru mechlolon. The other two, there's no exception to the rule when you're talking about nevela. All nevelas of oifois and chayis and behemis are all osur to eat. And same thing applies to chametz. There's no exception to the rule. Mashenkin chelev is hutu mechlolai. Frank Timur, mind you, what's the hutu mechlolai? Ilei mechelev behemel ligvoya. Oh, that the Rabbi Nishloim is allowed to eat the chaylev because he put the chaylev as part of the aymrin on the mizbeach. So you see, you can eat chaylev achidas mizbeach. If that's the svara, neveli also find the heter mechloloi malikas oif legevaya. That when you bring a malikas oif in the base of English, there too the kohanim are allowed to eat from the chatas oif. It's sirach nevela. I didn't have a shechita. So you see that there's a heter mechloloi. So you're right. Well, a chaylev chaya lehedjoit. We're talking about a chaylev chaya lehedjoit. What is a chaylev chaya lehedjoit? That you have the exception to the rule. Normally, chaylev of all behemoths is osur, but chaylev chaya is mutter. So that's what we mean, that it's hutter mechlali. Malika the chatas oif lekahanim. So the malika's oif that we were speaking about before, I made a slight error. I'm sorry, Rabbi Isai. The Gemara was comparing chaylev to nevela, and we said chaylev has hutter mechlali because you put legvoya on the mizbeach. So the Gemara nevela nami ishteroi malika's oif of the oilas oif you put on the mizbeach. Even though it happens to be what you would call treifa, in other words, not geshochten, it's a nevela because it had the malika, but you put on the mizbeach, just like the chayla behemi, you put on the mizbeach, the malika soif, you also put on the mizbeach on the marach, of the oila soif. So tomorrow you're right. We're not talking about chaylev of a korban, we're talking about chaylev chayel lehejit, that you and I are allowed to eat chaylev chayel, is hutter mechlov. Fekimon nevela nami ishteroi, malika dechatas oif lekehanim, these are also hedjoitim, these are kahanim, and they are eating from the chatas oif, which happens to be ashtik nevela. So you see, the nevela is also huta mechlalai. So tomorrow, no. The oilam chaylev chaya lehejot. We talk of this pshat of the chaylev chaya. Either kashaloch kohanim, kohanim shulchan gvoya kazochu. The kohanim are acting like the shluchim, so to speak, of a kodesh baruch hu kaviyochel in eating that chatas oif. So therefore, in terms of hedjot, the only time that we find the heter mechlalai, says the Gemara, is only in the case of the chaylev. That's the chaylev chaya, that hedjit, you and me, everybody's allowed to go and eat chaylev chaya. Mash'en kein, chametz of Pesach, there's no heter mechlolei. Nobody's allowed to eat any type of chametz. And the same thing applies, nobody's allowed to eat any type of nevela. And yet, but the kahanim are eating nevela. That's special because they're eating a Kodesh Baruch Hu's food. And we said that by Kodesh Baruch Hu, this din of nevela doesn't apply. So we have so far three lemudim. Now the Gemara comes with Lima number 4. Vodasanya, we had this Gemara already a few days ago. Hatameim. Hatameim is referring to Shrotzim, a dead sheret. Not only can you not eat the solid sheret, but lesser tziran veroitvan v'kibah shalehen. You're not allowed to eat the liquid sheret. If you liquefied the sheret and you made it into some very nice, beautiful liquid, you're not allowed to eat it. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Hatameim, the extra hey, hayidia, comes to be marba, not only the solid form, but even the liquid form. Frank Timara, Lomali, Ligam Mahani, why can't we learn Shrotzim for any one of those three? The Chametz, the Chaylev, or the Nevela? The Timara, Trichi, I need a separate posse. The Leikosu Rahmana, Havamina, Daye, Lomim Adil, Yos Kinid, Mahosam Ad Ikki Kazayas, of Hachanami Ad Ikki Kazayas. In all three cases, the case of the Chaylev, the case of the Chametz Repesach, in the case of Nevela, you're only going to be over the Isser of eating it if you eat a full Kizayis. By Yesheretz, you know that the din of both Achila and Tuma is Bika'adasha. Adasha, of course, is a lentil, which is maybe a tenth of the Kizayis. Very, 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 very small. So if I was going to learn the din of liquid Shrotzim from the other three, I would say, just like the other three, you only chayv on liquid if you ate a full Kizayis. Over here, even by the sheretz, you'd have to eat a kizayis. That's why you have to have a special pasuk. They, hey, hayidia, to say no, even if you eat a liquid, which was the size of a dasha, you're also going to be high. Break the Gemara now on the Amud Beis. V'lichlev rachmana b'shrotzim, v'leis ha'anav v'ligamer minayu. Why don't you go and learn from shrotzim? In other words, only have the hey, hayidia by shrotzim, and learn the other three from shrotzim. Zok the Gemara, mishim the ikla mifrach. Ma'al shrotzim, she came to Mosan. And on the side it says also visuran b'mashu. When it says over here mashu, the word mashu is lav dafka. Tosis already in the Amud Aleph says l'chayit it should say badasha because that's the shear. Badasha is considered to be so small. The Gemara uses the term mashu, but really mean adasha, which is a small lentil. So therefore, maybe there because sheretz is such a chomer dikke iser that you're already over mita mashu mita adasha. That's why the Torah said that the liquid form of Shrotzim you're also chayv. But those other three that you have to have a big kizayis, maybe it has to be dafkin solid form. So that's why you have to have three separate sukkah. So I have four psukim altogether by the three plus this shiratzim is four. And we continue on with further liquefying. Vadisanya, hatevel, vachodesh, vahegdish, vashviyas, vakilayim, kulan, mashkena, yoitzimihem, kimoisan. And any one of these forms, whether you're talking about tevel, tevel is, you know, means you didn't give trumas or maisris. Chodesh means that you have new tevuah before Pesach, and we didn't have the benefit yet of the korban hu oimer. Or you have hegdish, something that we're makdish. You're makdish a salad, vashviyas, or during the shmitah year, or kilayim, like kloya kerim, etc. What happened with all of these? You didn't eat the solid form, but you ate the mashke form. You liquefied it. What's the din? Mashke yotze men kemoisen, same aloch. How do I know? Let's learn from all of the earlier ones that we had in the Gemara. The nevela mit the yichamet, mit the chelev, mit the shrotzim. Ma'ala anoch shekein iser haba mi'elov hava. Those were natural isurim that came from zichalein. In other words, it was inherent in the thing itself. Chaylev, you don't create chaylev. Chaylev is chaylev because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. It's an iser bami elev, it's inherent in the chaylev. Same thing applies to the case of nevela. It dies, it's inherent in the animal. I didn't do it, the animal died. It becomes iser nevela. Even chometz bePesach. Yeah, it's true that I baked the chometz initially, fine. But it became osir when Pesach started, Erev Pesach started on its own. I didn't do anything. So therefore, says the Gemara, but as opposed to this list of things here. No, Rashi points out, Tevel also happens on its own. It grew, became Tevel. Chodosh, it now grew and you cut it before the Karban Oimer. It's on its own. Shvius happens every seventh year. Kilayim happened because of the two getting mixed together. So these are all dinam of Isser Habom Me'elav. Says Rashi, the Kasha of the Gemara is stuck only from Hegdish. Because Hegdish until now was really Chulin. I was Makdish it. So this is no Isser Habom Me'elav. This is an Isser that I caused. That being the case, I cannot learn Hegdish from the case of the Nevela, from the Chometz, from the Shratzim, from the Chalev. I can't learn from any of those because those are Isser Habom Me'elav. Says Ukti Gemara, that's why I can't learn it from them. That's why Hegdish, I'm going to have a kasha. I'm going to have a limud. Mar asked me, no, Lord. V'chitei maligma min ha'anach, we should learn from the other guys. Ma'al anach shekein isra ba mi'elav. Hava. Zokti mara. Teinach hecha di isra ba mi'elav. Hecha di lav isra ba mi'elav minolan. So all of those which isra ba mi'elav, like the tevel and the chodesh, etc., those I could taka learn from the preceding ones. But hegdish is not isra ba mi'elav. How do I know that liquid hegdish is the same din as solid hegdish, that you're not allowed to be moiled by hegdish? Everything more gamrinim in bikurim. I learned that from bikurim. Zat moichel bisishtila. Zat moichel bisishtila. Minolan gamrinim in bikurim. We learn it from bikurim. That just like bikurim, that's also not an iser habom me'elav, says Rashi. Why? Because not automatically is your field full of bikurim. You have to choose bikurim. That's tomorrow's parshim yetshem rabbi said that we're going to lay, that you have to go and choose which particular fruit you want to bring up for bikurim. You have to attach a gemi to that fruit, and now you've designated, so now it becomes bikurim through your designation, but it's not isra bam me'elav. So therefore, says Yimara, I can learn it from bikurim. I can learn hegdish from bikurim. Pray tomorrow, bikurim gufayim minalan. How do you know there that a mashke is the equivalent of the salad? The Tani Rabbi Yossi says in the pasuk, again a pasuk that we're going to learn, we're going to learn tomorrow morning, v'lakachta me'reish is called pri ho adama. Darshan Yimara, pri ata, maybe ata, maybe mashke. You have to go and bring peyros for bikurim. You cannot bring juices for bikurim. But what happens if hevi anovim, you brought grapes, the dorchan, and you stepped on them, you smashed them, and now it turns into grape juice? Minayin, how do you know that that is acceptable? Tamaloyim, it's in the pasuk tovi. V'lakachta mereshis kol pri adama she tovi me'artzecha. I don't need the word tovi. It could have said v'lakachta mereshis kol pri adama me'artzecha. V'lakachta means tovi. I'm taking, I'm bringing. So the word tavi comes to include also mashke. Now on the surface, this is a stira. You just said pri yata maybe mashke. But anovim you can bring and dorchan. You make up your mind. So Rashi says, we're going to have this later on again in the Gemara. The difference that we're talking about is when you are yoitze the mitzvah of bikurim, as soon as you enter into the azara and you say vihinei hevesi as priu adama, I brought it kehanim, take it from me, and then that kehanim have to go and put it on the ground vinachtoi vinichoi. Yeah. But the point is, as soon as you bring it to Azara, you're Yoitza. Now when you get into the Azara, right after you went over the threshold. If I were to bring Bikurim from Anovim, and I take these Anovim now, Vidorchan, and I smash them, and I tread on them, and I make out of it juice, how do I know I'm still Yoitz, and it still has a din of Toiras Bikurim, that you have to do Metakriya, Metahanocha, and then you have to Kehanim eat it in Yerushalayim, etc. How do you know this? Says the Gemara, so that's the din of Bikurim. So now I'm learning the din of Hegdish with the din of Bikurim. Both of them are not Isra Bami, Elav, these Isurim that I created. Just like by Bikurim, Mashke has the same din of Oichel. Here too, Mashke has the same din of Oichel. The reason why Bikurim, the Torah says that the Mashke has the same din as the Salad, because Bikurim have extra mitzvahs involved. What is the mitzvah? Kriya, says Rashi, you have to go and say, Vanisvi Amarta, Arami Oyvid Avi, Vayed Mitzrayma, right? We're going to lay in Yachem tomorrow. Vanoch, and it says in the Pasik, Vihinichoi, or Vihinachta, it says two times, you have to put it on the floor of the Azara, next to the Mizbeach. Oh, so therefore, Torah said, so many mitzvahs, even a liquid has a din of a solid. But how do I know Hegdish? Says, Yimar, Elagomar mi Truma. I learned Hegdish from Truma. That what, just like by Truma, the Truma is not only in the solid form, but also in the liquid form. Same thing applies to Hegdish, even in liquid form. And as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, and as Rashi already points out, two out of the three legs of Hilchos Truma apply specifically to liquids. Because Min HaToyra, there are only three growths that have the din of giving Truma some Maisris. Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. Dagon, as you know, means grain. Tirosh does not mean grapes. Tirosh means wine. Yitzar does not mean zeisim, it doesn't mean olives. Yitzar means olive oil. So two out of the three, in their natural form for purposes of Truma Samaisris, we're talking about in liquid form. Anyway, so we see from Truma that liquid equals solid, solid equals liquid, so we're going to learn Hegdish from Truma. So tomorrow, Truma Gufa Midal, and how do I know by Truma? The Iskish Lubikurim. The Omar Mar, Truma Siedecha, Eilubikurim. What does that mean? There's a posik in the Torah, in number Beis, Torah HaSholim, Leisucha Lechel Bisharecha, you can't eat in your Sha'arim, in other words, throughout Eretz Yisrael, and the next pasuk says, you have to eat all these things in Yerushalayim. And the last one in the end of the pasuk is Trumas Yedecha. Trumas Yedecha, says Rashi, is referring to Bikurim. How do I know Trumas Yedecha is referring to Bikurim? It's not referring to Truma, because Truma I can eat in Bnei Brak, I can eat in Haifa, I can eat in Tel Aviv. So what means Trumas Yedecha that you have to eat in Yerushalayim? It's referring to Bikurim. How do you know Bikurim? Because we're going to say tomorrow in the Lainin, Lukaka Koyin is Atena, Mi Yodecha. The Koyin takes the Tena, the basket, together with the Bikurim from your Yad. So therefore the word Trumas Yedecha is referring to Bikurim. So therefore I'm now learning Hegdish, I'm learning Trufa Guv Minol, and I'm learning Truma from Bikurim. Truma is very, very special. You have, in other words, so now, what did the Gemara say until now? I'm learning Hegdish from Truma, Truma from Bikurim. How am I learning Hegdish from Truma? Truma, this is a very special din. If Chas V'Sholem, a Zor eats Truma, he gets Misa M'day Shemoyim if he did it B'mezit. If he did it B'shoyig, he has to go and pay back not only the amount of the Truma, but he has to add a Choymish V'chamishisa Yosef Ulav. But that only applies to Truma, it doesn't apply to Hegdish. If a person goes and eats Hegdish B'mezit, he doesn't get Misa M'day Shemoyim for that. So therefore, how can I learn from Truma? Says Yomar, you have a good point. I'm going to learn Hegdish from both Truma and Bikurim, that Mashke has the same din as the Ochel. Not only by Truma is there this din of the Truma, the Misa B'chaymish, but by Gabi Bikurim also Misa B'chaymish. So Vaita, how am I learning the din of Hegdish? I learn it from Truma and one of the previous guys. The previous guys means the Chalev, the Chometz, the Nevela, the Shrotzim, Oy, mi Bikurim v'chad me'anoch. Because once you learn v'chad me'anoch, this kasha of chayiv, misa b'dei shemayim, and choymish falls away. V'as nishtoka misa v'choymish by the Nevela, by the Chometz, and by the others that we mentioned. Talk to you more about it. Now let's go on weiter to Hilchos Truma. What's the din of Hilchos Truma? Hodit na'an devash tomorrow. V'yayin tapuch in v'choymish sistavani ois, v'shar minei perishol Truma, what happens if a person ate Truma, but he didn't eat a solid piece of truma. He ate a liquid truma. What's liquid truma? Dvash tamarim. That's cholav dvash that we have in the Shivas Aminim. Dvash is not referring to bee honey. It's referring to date honey. The yain tapuchim is what we would call today apple cider. Choymis is stavanias. Rashi says stavanias means unripened grapes, where unripened grapes do not produce grape juice or produce wine. They produce vinegar. Vishar, mini peris, and any other types of peris, oranges, lamashal, you made into orange juice, shal truma. What happens if a czar eats from one of those? Reblez, mechayiv, keren, v'choymish. Again, we're not talking about over here, we're talking about truma. So we're talking about a, is mechayiv, keren, v'choymish. He ate a bishoyi. Bishoyi, you don't get misa, you have to go and pay choymish. You have to be the keren together with the choymish. Even though this is not hard, solid trumas, it's all liquid trumas. Rabbi Shua pointed, and Rabbi Shua said, no, you're potter, you do not have to go and pay the keren v'chaymish, because it's in liquid form, not in solid form. Am I pleading? What's the machloek between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua? B'doin mino, u'mino, u'b'doin mino, v'uki be'asra k'mifligi. Doin mino, u'mino, as you know, means that when I'm learning from somewhere else, I take the whole package, not just pieces and parts, the whole thing. And doin mino, v'uki be'asra means I only take what I need, I don't go beyond that. All the other halachas I learn, which apply to me, like the more explained. Since I'm learning now the din of truma from Bikurim, that's what the Gemara said, they learn truma from Bikurim with the hekish, because it says, trumas yodecha. So I'm learning truma from Bikurim. Ma Bikurim mashka neyoytzim hen kamoysan. Just like Bikurim, we said the mashka has the same din as the oichel. Where did I learn that from? From the word tavi, and then we had pri and tavi. Tavi came to add even the mashka and kamoysan. And therefore, the same halacha now applies to truma umina. Ma bikurim afilu shar minim, just like by bikurim, it's not just wine or just olive oil, but all seven minim, all the shiva minim, shirishtapchu men yesh yisrael, that's the bikurim that we bring from all seven minim. Af truma nami afilu shar minim, the din of truma, liquid truma, doesn't only apply to tiroish v'yitzar, but also to all other minim of truma. Rashi says not only the min of Dagan, which is min ha-toira, but even midrabanan, the rabbanan were mesakin ke'en diaraisa. So therefore, when they said that you have to go and give truma from apples and oranges and all other fruits, they were mesakin ke'en diaraisa, and therefore sharminim also have a din of truma in liquid form. So that's doin mino mino. We learn from Bikurim, number one, the din of mashkin kemoisan, and not only by the particular minim, like Tirish v'yotza, but shar minim, they got into seventh. But truma also by shar minim. Rabbi Shua Sava, doin mina. Ma bikur mashkin yotzim yen kemoisan. I agree with you. Avada mashkin is the same din. Af truma mashkin yotzim yen kemoisan. But davke v'uki v'asra. Ma mashkin, not the kachim. The kachi b'truma. Some take out the word altogether. Ma mashkin, the truma. Tirish v'yitzar in midi achrin aloi. By truma, the Torah says, dog and tirish v'yitzar, only these two liquids. Achmashka, the yoytzim mehen. You're talking about any one of the items of food that you liquefied and you made and you gave truma to the kohen. Guess what? It's only tirish v'yitzar in midi achrin aloi. So that's why we had a machlokes, the gabba, the apple cider and the honey and the chaymitz, even though these are liquid truma. However, they're not tirosh v'yitzar. That's why I learned doin mina v'uki basra. Frank, do you want to bother that? Ein medim bikurim mashke ele yoytzim en azeisim en anofim. When you're bringing bikurim mashke, only bring for zeisim en anofim. Mani, who holds that way? Zeisim en anofim. Once you're saying that I'm, again, we're not talking about bringing it from your farm in the form of mashke, because that we already said pre. Pre, you got to bring it in the form of a pre. But once you get to the Azar, we said Tavi is Lahavi Anovim V'Dorchan. What happens if instead of Anovim V'Dorchan you brought, for instance, Tamarim, and you made out of that Dvash, or any one of the take Rimoin, and you made into pomegranate juice? So Ein Mevim Bikurim Mashke El Yoytzim and Zeis V'Nah, only from Zeis V'Nah. Mani, who holds that way? That's Rabbi Shuhi. The Amadoin Mino V'Uki Ba'asra. That's like Rabbi Yeshua. The Rabbi Yeshua says, you doin Mino, you learn only that V'Uki Ba'asra, and then you put it into its place. So what does that mean? The Gamalulu Bikurim made Truma. Since we said that, how do I know Bikurim? It says, Utrumas Yodecha. And the Gemara said before that was a Hekish, a Makish Truma Lubikurim. We know there's Ein Hekish Lemechza. Just like you learn Truma from Bikurim, I learned Bikurim from Truma. So I learned Truma from Bikurim to go and tell you that even the Mashka would work. That is the word Tavi, Lehavi Anovim Vidorchan. So by Truma also you have a Mashka. But only by Asra, only by the two minim of Tirash V'Yitzar, that's the Anovim and the Zaysim, but nothing else. Says now our Gemara that Rabbi Yeshua takes it one more step and he goes back to Bikurim and he says, Bikurim also you only Yoitza Bikurim with Mashka of Tirash V'Yitzar, because I'm now learning Bikurim from Truma, just like by Truma, it's only those two. Same thing by Bikurim, only those two. One more shtickle Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, V'adit Nan, L'kabi Hilchais Orla. Ein Sof Yisaboy Mishum Orla Ela Yoitim and Azeitim and Anovim. What happens if a person ate Orla? As we know, the first 3 years, Orla, if you eat Orla, you're over and lav, you're not allowed to eat Orla. Harelim hu, lachem, lo yeyochem, tunish esen karla. What happens if a person drank Orla juices? What's the din? I planted an apple tree. I planted an orange tree. At the end of 3 years, within the 3 years, I should say, they have produced already small little apples and oranges, and Baruch Hashem, they're gishmak, and I eat from it. I don't eat from it, I drink. I make it into apple juice or orange juice. You do not get malchus. You're even iser. Iser drabana, part of a loser. However, there's no din of malchus. Why? Because you only get malchus, aliyotim and azeisim and anovim, if they're coming from zeisim and anovim. Where does it say by orla zeisim and anovim? Orla applies to all fruits. Mani is Rabbi Shuhi, the Amadoi Minava Uki Biasra. And therefore, the Gamalahula Bikurim made Truma. Like we just said now, just like we said by Bikurim, you can only bring Mashka, Yoitim, and Azaisim, and Anovim. The harder Maisi Lali Orla. How do I get Orla? Now I'm making a chain. I'm learning Bikurim from Truma. Truma from Bikurim. And now I'm extending it to Orla. Yes, pre me Bikurim. Here by Uns, by the case of Bikurim, it says, the Kachta Mirage is called Pri Wadama. Ashatovi me artzacha, that's Bikurim. And it says by the passing of Orla, the Chisavoy al Oritatu call eight macha or alto orla say as perioi. I learned pre from Bikurim, just like by Bikurim. The din that we're talking about of getting Malkis is by Zaysim Ba'anovim. Here too, the din of Orla, you get Malkis only by Zaysim Ba'anovim in liquid form. If it's in solid form, of course, any type of Orla. But liquid form, only Zaysim Ba'anovim. Any questions, Rabbi Sai?